USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First deliveries of Johnson & Johnson single-dose coronavirus vaccine are expected early this week. At their Kentucky Distribution Center, boxes are the CDC green-lighted J&J's vaccine Sunday, making it the first single-shot vaccine approved for use in the United States. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News this is great news for everyone.
It's incredible news that we now have three vaccine candidates with an EUA so that Americans can start receiving them. Johnson & Johnson has guaranteed about 4 million doses to be shipped out this week to states and pharmacies alike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are calling for an independent investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. This after another woman claimed that Cuomo made inappropriate comments to her. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden is committed to raising the minimum wage after the Senate rules expert appears to put the kibosh on the provision in the latest COVID-19 relief package. That's according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Well, he can't do it on his own, but he is absolutely committed to raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. He thinks it's long overdue. He believes that men and women who are working hard trying to make ends meet should not be living at the poverty level. And we're going to spend the next few days and weeks looking for the best path forward, working with Democrats and Republicans, hopefully, to do exactly that.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Tiger Woods is thanking PGA players for their tributes while he is recovering. At the WGC Workday Championship, players wore Tiger's signature red shirts and black hat and black pants during Sunday's final round. This comes just days after Woods was hospitalized from a serious crash in Southern California. Woods saying it's hard to explain how touching the tribute was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants were nabbed at the border and then almost immediately released into Texas's Valverde County last week, in some cases dropped off alongside the roadside with no coronavirus testing or quarantine restrictions and only a piece of paper with their court date in hand. And as far as the unaccompanied minors that are now showing up at the border, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, says they're now being referred to being held in a facility much different now under President Biden than they were under former President Trump.
Their facilities now, back in the Trump era, they were cages, of course. This crisis at our border is entirely a crisis of Joe Biden's making. You cannot run a campaign saying that you're going to give amnesty to illegal aliens, that you're going to reinstitute catch and release, that you're going to provide free health care to illegal aliens and not expect a massive surge at our border. Look, we already have thousands of people showing on our border in February after Texas just had one of the worst winter storms in memory. What do they think it's going to be like in 60 days when it's springtime in Mexico and in South Texas? You cannot simply show up at our border and come into the country. But what Joe Biden doing is even worse than that. He's going to track down illegal aliens in Mexico that Donald Trump turned away and inviting them to come back. That's not catch and release. That's recruit and release.
President Biden set to host a virtual summit with the Mexican president today. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.